Hi, how you doing, George?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hey, this is Cody calling from Kansas City.
Hey, Cody.
Man, it's storming bad here, I'll tell you what.
Hmm.
Hey, I got a kind of a creepy story for you.
Okay.
This is my friend's aunt was telling me the story, and she was sitting in her living room one night, and she was knitting or sewing, and she was sitting in her couch, and she looked across the room, and was looking at a rocking chair, and she looked up and saw it move on its own. Nobody around it started moving on its own. She got down on her knees and she started praying that this thing would go away. And she heard a voice, and the voice said, "You must leave." And the voice by the rocking chair said, "No." And the first voice said, "You have to leave now." And the voice by the rocking chair said, "No, I was invited." And then the voice said, you must leave right now. You have to go." And then there wasn't any response, and the rocking chair stopped moving. As she got up, she was shaking, and she was scared. And she went upstairs to check on her kids. And she opened the door, and her kids were on the floor playing with a Ouija board.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
Oh. And I bet they looked up at her with these evil eyes, you know?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Possessed
I
look.
I don't know what you... Why would you handle something like that? Oh, man.
I tell you, first of all, I hate Ouija boards.
Yeah.
I've had a couple bad experiences with those things myself, so I don't even play with them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it, you know, the fun little parlor game, and we all sit down and just have a good time. There's something weird about it.
Yeah, it apparently did something there, so...
Yep. It you know, some people have said now if you want to conjure up evil spirits, you're going to conjure them up. You don't need a Ouija board to do it. I think a Ouija board is like a doorway.
It's a tool.
Yeah, and when you open that up, you're going to let all kinds of these things through.
You go looking for it, you can find it.
You got to watch it. That's a great story.
All right, thanks, George.
Thanks. Appreciate you being on the program. Next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. Hello there. You're on Coast to Coast.
Hi, this is Gary. I'm calling from... just west of Columbia, Missouri.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Are you driving?
I pulled into a rest area.
Okay, good.
I just got goosebumps from one of the other listening to your last call because I have a Ouija board story.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, I was 15, playing with a Ouija board, me and three other people, and really didn't know anything about them at the time. I asked the question if any of us would die anytime soon. And, of course, everybody thought everyone else was pushing a pointer around and stuff, and anyhow, went to yes.
Nobody believed each other, right?
No. So we said, okay, when? Well, went to seven twice. So, anyhow, I don't remember anything after that, but approximately 77 hours later, my brother was waking me up in my bed, and my pillow was on fire all the way around my head, within an inch of my head.
How did that happen?
Well,
did you smoke?
Basement bedroom with a window above my head, above my bed.
Okay.
I had a curtain, candle burning on the nightstand.
Oh.
Curtain got into the candle, and it dripped down onto the pillow and caught my pillow on fire. And, like I said, the flames were within an inch of my head all the way around and never singed a hair.
And about 77 hours later, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
That is weird.
It was. That was the very last time I messed with a Ouija board.
There were no coincidences.
Oh, no.
At all. Hey, thanks for the story.